I'm back.
Brian Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
What's going on, sickos? One, two, kicking out yet another brand new edition of the Kicking Out Podcast. It's Sunday night. It's June 14th, 2026, 2 weeks away from AEW, New Japan, CMLL, and Stardom, Forbidden Door. And we got a lot to discuss tonight right here on the Kicking Out Podcast. So hit that like button, that subscribe button, that follow button, that notification bell, all those good things if you haven't already, so you know when we're going live every week and when we're dropping new content every week on the YouTube channel. I'm Tanner Lee, your reigning defending KLB Predictions Champion. You already knew that. That's not changing. It's a summer of Tanner. Joining me is Paul Zartman, formerly known as the Workhorse, and Main Event Ship.
Wait a minute. Did you already declare the summer of Tanner? Did you already declare that?
Yeah,
you heard that correctly.
Holy shit. I hope your head fits through the door when you go back to your house in your bedroom. Jesus. Criminy. You got lucky. Perfect card over here. Perfect card. And you're declaring it the summer of Tanner. I love it. I mean, actually, I kind of love it. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? You know what? You just keep on doing that.
Didn't Tanner get a perfect card too?
One of these days, we're going to have to get a different streaming service for the wide view camera just so your head will fit the fucking screen, okay?
Wow, we're going hard.
Right off the bat. Paul, do you disagree with me?
No, but I was going to say, there was another guy who declared it the summer of himself, and that didn't end up too well for him. So better be careful there, Tanner.
His name is Paul.
No, Paul's never declared it the summer of anything. His name is Bill.
That's because you lost it to the tuna fish. And Paul is wrong again. Yeah, that early? We're like 2 minutes in.
We're 3 minutes in. Pay attention to the clock. Jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
What's up, boys? How we doing?
Hey.
I got UFC on the White House lawn going on right over here.
Awesome. We got Isaac in the chat. Three-man show. What's up, gents? What's going on, Isaac? Hope you've been having a good weekend.
Hi, Isaac. Isaac, if you're new to the channel.
He's not, Shep. He comments every week, but thanks for paying attention.
Will you let me finish? Isaac is new to a three-man pod is what I'm getting at.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes.
Potato Chips 1122 is in the building, baby.
I need new friends.
That's not very nice, Shep. Welcome, Potato Chips. Hot. Welcome back.
Hey, fuck off, Potato Chips. Sorry. Just me.
Yeah, 4 minutes in, now we're the explicit.
So now we can say literally whatever we want because we are officially explicit.
Yeah, we can make fun of Tanner now.
Yeah.
That's mean. Yeah. You guys did that already. Never would we make fun of Tanner.
Hey, it's better you than me. I mean, remember, there used to be a spell where they were making fun of Paul every week.
Well, it's because Paul was not here.
No. When Paul was here.
Oh, okay. I would. All right.
Good. Yeah.
Isaac said, Chip is on one tonight. Every Sunday.
Yeah.
I've had a good Sunday, boys. I'm not going to lie. I've had a good Sunday. By the way, Tanner, I still can't play golf. I still fucking suck at golf.
We know.
You and me both, brother. You and me both.
Well, I shot 30 on the
Where's the main event Shep shirt tonight, by the way?
Oh, my God. I had it on last night. I wore it last night. I actually handed out a couple I handed out a couple main event Shep shirts today. So we got,
we're talking.
We got some room around town. And those guys were ecstatic that I handed those shirts out, by the way.
Oh, I bet they were.
Yes. But I played golf today. Front nine was awesome. Shot 38. We're not going to talk about the back nine.
Shot 83.
Close.
83 total? Okay.
All right. 83 total. Oh. Yeah. Actually, it was right on, Paul. Thanks. Thanks for rubbing. Thanks for kicking me right in the dick, Paul.
That's what I'm here for.
I hate golf. I hate golf. I'm never playing ever again until Friday.
You say that all the time.
Yeah, I got to play Friday in a charity scramble, and I'm going to get drunk beforehand. So, Tanner, are you playing in that one?
No.
You're not playing in the compassionate healthcare?
Oh, no, you don't We got a work event going on, so we didn't put a
team in. You don't care about compassionate healthcare people or what? Come on. Come on.
Tanner's retired from golf.
Pretty much. So let's get talking some wrestling instead of golf, shall we? One of our loyal viewers, he listens or watches every Monday. And I've talked about him numerous times on this channel. He watches from Hungary. It is at name on YouTube's at KWYJIBO_. He's brought this up for a couple weeks, and I kept forgetting to get your guys' thoughts on this. It was something that happened at Double or Nothing. Something? So I wrote it down. I physically wrote it down right here on my notes so I'd have it. And I'm like, we're kicking off the show with it tonight. Jim Ross called one match at Double or Nothing. It was the John Moxley-Kyle O'Reilly match, in which at the end of the match, Jim Ross stated that we had a new Continental Champion. Instead of, you know, saying that Moxley retained.
Still, yeah.
And we've seen Jim slip up a lot more and more as he's getting older. Is it time for Tony to pull the plug on Jim being on commentary? Even though they've pulled it back a bunch and he only does certain pay-per-views, it's like one or two matches. Is it time to make him transition to more of just a sit-down interview type guy?
You want me to go first or you go first, Paul?
Go right ahead, Shep.
I can honestly say I want him not to pull Jim Ross back. Let Jim Ross have that three matches a year on commentary, the three marquee matches in your three marquee pay-per-views. Let Jim Ross do that work. I think Jim Ross still can do it. And when you have Jim Ross out there, and he does a great job, it just gives you that big fight feel. I still want as much Jim Ross as I can before I can't have Jim Ross. Me, growing up with Jim Ross, I mean, I grew up with him back in the WCW days, right? I want as much Jim Ross as I can have before I can't have him at all.
Okay. I like what you said. I do, and I agree with a lot of it, and I will say I don't think we can look at Double or Nothing and say no more Jim Ross because of this, because it had been a very hectic couple weeks for JR up until that point, so his mind wasn't necessarily all there. Because he was thinking about his own health and everything else that was going on. And he got caught up in the moment and just said new instead of and still. It happens. Tanner says and still all the time. And, you know, we don't get rid of him. So why would we get rid of JR?
So when I say it, it's factual.
No, boy.
And it was factual to an extent. You know, once the title comes off of him before the match starts, technically there is no champion. From bell to bell, there's no champion. It could be anybody who's champion. So saying and new, sure, why not?
And Steven, yes, he did recently have a fall. Unfortunately, he has a fall. It seems like every couple months. I mean, he's not in the best health.
So. Give the guy a little grace. Give the guy a little fucking grace.
Hey, he's the voice of my childhood too, but I hate to see him struggling on commentary a little bit. And more so than that, I hate when he's so negative on commentary. That's what I think, like, if he's not going to be a little positive, there's no room for him to be on the booth. They got such a great announced team already, a commentary team. Across the board.
All right. But, I mean, you could have said the same thing in the 90s when JR took over commentary. They had a solid commentary team then, and we put JR on it. So, I mean,
it's still JR.
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys think? Go ahead, Shep. Sorry.
When you said we have a solid commentary team, I 100% agree with you, right? We're good. But it's still JR. It's still JR, man.
Modern says it's JR, but they should just let him go back home. He doesn't really do anything.
Yeah. You don't – Canada doesn't count.
How about Tony Schiavone? Steven's saying keep JR and Tony backstage, helping TK with booking. Steven doesn't want Tony Schiavone on TV anymore.
You take JR and Tony off the screen, I'm done. My childhood's gone, man.
Well, you are pretty old, so.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I'm younger than him, and I still had Schiavone on my TV.
He'll be up at the Blue Tees soon, Chip.
I already marked my ball blue.
Nope, not doing it. JR reference, Stephen Chambers says he's tougher than a $2 steak.
Yes.
And Mod said, or move JR into a backstage interviewer role, kind of like I said earlier, boys. He's good when he does those pre-shot interviews. Mod and I might be on the same page tonight. Last week we were not. Last week we were at odds.
Oh, well, I can get you off the same page. Majin, give me your thoughts on Mercedes Moné. There you go. Now you're not on the same page.
Paul, you need to rephrase that, by the way. You need to rephrase that.
Give me your thoughts on Mercedes Moné.
Before you said that.
I can get you off the same page.
There you go. I mean, I'm just saying you said that. Oh, boy. You're welcome.
All right. Well, jumping into Dynamite, I'm not even acknowledging that.
Acknowledge I'll save you, damn it.
You don't want me to acknowledge that, Paul.
Mercedes Moné.
Dynamite, boys.
Oh,
what were some of your big takeaways from Dynamite this week? Shifted it up a little bit. I'm not running down card. I want to know some of your big takeaways. What you guys want to talk about?
Okay,
go ahead, Paul. Unbelievable show, but go ahead, Paul.
I got one because
unbelievable. I thought it was kind of weak compared to Dynamite's as of late.
No. I thought the best Dynamite we've seen in the last 3 weeks.
All right.
To each their own. Brody King.
Oh.
All right. The
unbelievable talent.
An unbelievable talent. I've seen a lot of, and again, it's the IWC. You take it with a grain of salt. They're all calling for him to ask for his release and go to the Indies or New Japan or somewhere different.
Why?
Because they feel that he's being shut down.
Oh my God.
They say, don't go to the WWE because you'll be censored. You won't have your freedom of speech. Well, duh. AEW, young talent, young champions, freedom of speech, and great views. But whether he's in the main event scene or not, Brody King does phenomenal with whatever he's given. I think he, when when he first came in, I think a lot of people were just like, oh, another big guy. Who cares? Yada, yada, yada. Yes, Tanner, you can play the damn audio.
Big meaty man. Oh, big meaty man slapping each other. Oh.
That's what everybody thought about when they saw Brody King. But the dude can do things that a guy his size should not be able to do. And I don't get tired of watching him in the ring.
No, he had a really good year last year. He's been having a good year this year. He's formed a fun tag team with Bandido. They've been tag champs. Just because he didn't go over Swerve Strickland, I'm not going to cry about it. It was a good match. He got busted up. It was a hard-hitting match. We knew it was going to be Swerve and Ospreay in the Owen finals at Forbidden Door, and that's what we're getting. I'm very excited about that. But I'm not – for those people saying that Brody King needs to ask for his release there, they need to go touch grass.
Yeah. I want Brody King in our mid-card, mid to upper card for a long time.
Yep. That's kind of where I was going with all this. Other than the main event scene, because I think he's a main event player, don't get me wrong, but I don't know if he's quite world champion material yet, and I'm not saying he can't be, but I'm saying not yet. So where do you guys want to see him? I know upper mid card, but do you want to see him with the TNT title, one of the two unified, ununified belts? I mean, what do you want to see from him?
He is so good, he doesn't need one of those mid card titles.
Ooh, okay.
His in-ring work is so good. You don't need to put one of those mid-card 447 titles on his waist. Okay. Well, does it hurt if he has one? No, but he doesn't need one. And I think he can be a mid to upper card guy and stay relevant without one of those bullshit titles around his waist. He's that good.
All right.
And I'm not dogging the bullshit mid-card titles. I kind of said that just to make Brody sound better, I guess. But yeah, I mean he doesn't need it. He doesn't need it.
Okay, so this is right off the top of my head. This makes me have a fun idea for keep push release for the week. And I'll throw Brody King in there. All right. Okay. So we're talking about mid-card titles and everything. So we'll throw Brody in there. Yeah, it is pretty blinding on the screen. We'll throw Brody in there. We'll also throw the TNT champion, current TNT champion, the Jet Kevin Knight in there, and the current international champion, Kenosuke Takeshita, in there. Keep one, push one, release one.
Man, that's rough.
I know.
You ain't playing around this week.
Shep, did you catch all that?
Give me those three guys again. I caught two of them.
Yep. Brody King, Kevin Knight, Kenosuke Takeshita. Keep, push, release.
You're gonna hate my keep Brody King. Push Takeshita. Fuck Kevin Knight. Get him out of there. Honestly, Kevin Knight is better on the mic and has more charisma than Brody King. No,
he has a lot of charisma,
but he sucks on the mic.
It's getting better.
Okay, guess what? I'm getting better too, but I still am not a professional golfer, right? I'm getting better.
Are you? It sounds like you're getting worse.
Yeah, actually, I am getting worse. But I think Brody King has way more better mic work than Kevin Knight. So that to me, that does it for me.
Paul?
All right. So when I think of these things, the way I think of it is kind of like how I did Stat last week. The release doesn't mean there's never a chance for you to come back. The release is go do your thing, get better at your profession, give us a call 6 months down the road, year down the road, yada, yada, yada. Keep Brody. Push Takeshita, release Kevin Knight.
That's what Majin says as well. I guess I'll be devil's advocate here. I'll keep Brody I think he's a good hand. Like you guys said, you can put him in the tag division. You can put him anywhere in the singles division. He fits. I'm pushing Kevin Knight like they are right now because
I could see the look before Shep even pulled the.
And I'm releasing Takeshita.
Wow.
How? The guy just signed up for his second new. What do you call that thing? What do you call it?
G1?
G1. He's the number one seed in the G1 Classic. How do you get rid of Takeshita?
Well,
he's the only guy that can't speak English, and we love him. Like he speaks worse
Okada?
Than Okada. No, he speaks worse than Okada.
That's
you said the only not,
it's
one.
Not, it's not but. Fair against him. It's not fair. This isn't fair towards him. And I don't hold this against him. But if I have to release one of these talents, you know, if I'm basing it on Mike's skills, that's why I'm releasing.
Okay. So you're pulling this guy away, let him go to WWE, and the next thing he's going to be the next Shinsuke Nakamura. He's the next Shinsuke Nakamura, and they're going to fucking worsen him. He's gone.
Oh
yeah, worse than you're right because WWE has not used Shinsuke like they should have.
No, Shinsuke's a fucking national treasure.
Oh God!
Wow, Steven. God.
Yes,
Steven said better idea. Keep Tanner, push Shep, and release Paul.
Yes, I love Steven Chambers.
What
a you know what? He's
here,
a local
Steven,
legend.
I got something for you.
He's a local legend. Give that guy a raise.
Manja Takeshita goes to New Japan, becomes their next top star because it's obvious they need new guys. Yeah,
hold on. He's already signed with New Japan. He's a dual. So he doesn't need to go to New Japan. He's already there.
All right, Manja's on my bad side now.
We can't release Tanner, unfortunately. He's the CEO. Unfortunately, we can't release the CEO of KOP because it's never going to run.
At least nobody hates me.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell? I guess
he's main event Shep.
Yeah, main event Shep's the entertainment of the pod.
Speaking of main event Shep, Tanner, we are 22 minutes into this and we haven't mentioned our friends over at the Main Event Wrestling Network
yet. We haven't. I talk enough, so I'll let one of you two plug the network.
You're going to expect me to know what I'm doing here? Great. Cool. Hi. Check out the boys over at the Main Event Wrestling Network. They've got stuff going on every single day of the week, covering everything from pro wrestling to other sports. Some great guys. You can get on the Discord, find them, message them, Main Event Wrestling Network. I know I'm missing a bunch of stuff here, but I don't have the script in front of me like Tanner normally does. So.
I don't have no script, dude. I go off the top of my head.
Look, I'm on like 2 hours of sleep and a lot of time in the sun in the last 2 days. So the brain isn't all here.
Okay.
I know it's the Main Event Wrestling Network and they love Shep.
Somebody's got to. Main Event Wrestling Network. You got guys talking NXT. You got guys talking WWE, Raw, SmackDown, TNA. They're going to have a 4-day mixer next 2 weeks, right?
Next, 2 weeks? 2 weeks from now. Yep.
In two weeks, we're going to have a 4-way mixer. We have an AEW mixer. Four event?
Four way.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, AEW, TNA, WWE, NXT. Is that the four?
I believe you're right.
Go over to the Main Event Wrestling Network. If you can't find anything at the Main Event Wrestling Network that's not entertaining, then it's your fault, not ours.
It is, yep. Yep, give them a follow at @MainEvent_net and slide to DMs if you want in the public Discord. It's a lot of fun.
Actually, and if you follow the Main Event on Instagram, they have this thing called Main Event Eats. I just kind of found out about.
Oh. Yep.
Big boy Shep coming in soon, by the way, on our Main Event Eats.
Oh, I love it.
I got some things bubbling and it's just not my gut.
But Main Event Eats that has been fun.
Okay, so
fun segment.
All right, my internet glitched for a minute. Sorry.
There you go.
So, all right, we were talking Brody King, and I wanted to ask you guys if and when Buddy Matthews comes back.
Yeah.
Do you throw those two back together, or do you let Brody keep riding this rocket to the moon and throw Buddy somewhere else?
Yeah, I would not throw them back together. No. No. I don't know what you do with Buddy there, but I keep Brody doing what he's doing. If he's going to be in a tag team, keep that with Bandido. They're fan favorites. They got good chemistry. I still think you could have, if you wanted to flip Brody heel, you could have him turn on Bandido down the line. I don't know what you do with Buddy. I don't know if you just make him singles or pair him with somebody else. But I would not. I would start Buddy fresh, something else.
Yeah, keep him away from Brody.
Do you run a feud between the two because Brody went and got himself a new tag partner and won gold with his tag partner while he was on the sideline, and Buddy comes back and he's pissed because of this, and there's a little feud?
I don't disagree with that, but I think their first match, obviously with that feud, Brody goes over, and then you need to find something else for Buddy because Buddy's going to be done. It's going to be one and done with Buddy, right? So I don't mind that little feud to start with, but then you need to get Buddy out of there and find something else for him.
Modern says have Buddy join the Dark Order as their new leader.
I like the Dark Order. We just haven't seen them in 2 years.
Because they suck.
It's because they're on ROH.
I mean, if you want to make them relevant, Buddy's not a bad guy to try to bring them back. It's worth a shot.
And he can go on the mic.
Yeah. Give me some Adam Silver, too, by the way. I love that dude.
Johnny.
The last time we saw him, he walked past. Yeah, Adam Silver's the NBA commissioner. I don't want to see him on the AEW.
Oh, no, never mind that guy.
Johnny Hungry, sorry.
Last time we saw Johnny.
He's a bald son of a bitch.
Yeah, so is Johnny Hungy, which the last time we saw him, he was walking past MJF because MJF was walking past every bald person in the arena when he got there. So
did I really say Adam Silver? I did.
You did.
Yes.
I watched the NBA last night. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, I did too. Oh, God. Anyways.
I hear a team's on curse. That's all I know.
How do you think JPJ's feeling today?
Yeah, he's probably not happy.
He's probably a little bitter bitch today.
He probably is. I don't blame him. You guys know what my favorite thing on Dynamite was. Take a guess. Each of you, take a guess. What my favorite thing on Dynamite this week was.
Come on, guys.
I've been podding with you guys. Paul, with you for 5 years. Ship with you for four. You guys should know me by now, so you should know what my favorite thing on Dynamite was.
Go ahead, Paul.
Well, there could be a lot of, I mean, there are a lot of good things.
Yes.
What a political dance around Paul's giving. He's asking for a definitive thing.
You could say Sky Blue and Maya for the world, or Maya World in a quarterfinals match.
No.
You could say Jericho.
No, not Jericho.
How you know?
You're close. There you go.
Andrade and Leo Rush. That segment popped me so hard. Leo Rush tried to take the selfie. How you know? He knows. It's fine. Oh, my God. I just thought that back and forth.
Why is this the only way? Right? The only way this is making Leo Rush relevant. Is because Andrade. I can't stand Leo Rush. But I'm with Tanner. I popped on this segment. Oh, it was great.
And Andrade, it was so entertaining. Like, how you know? He knows. How you know? I just like.
Fuck. Fuck.
And how about when Andrade takes his pants off? So Orange Cassidy takes his jeans off.
I love Orange Cassidy. How about Orange's new shirt, by the way?
Oh yeah, we're the new shirt that way, so you can put so the sunglasses.
So good. Yes. Hold on. Hold on a second though. Let's back up. Let's back up a little bit, Tanner. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fair.
When you brought this subject up, the first thing out of Paul's mouth was Sky Blue.
Well, we're not talking.
We're talking about Tanner. We're not talking about Shep. Yes, what? I love me Sky Blue. Sky Blue is right next to Mama Wayne when it comes to getting into Shep's bedroom, okay? But, I mean, we're talking Tanner here, and you bring up Sky fucking Blue.
But, to be fair here, I did send a very funny meme to both of you this week that complimented the view for the fans. And it was of Sky Blue, and Tanner's the only one who said I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, because Sky Blue was in my bedroom. I couldn't text at the time.
Kyle Fletcher might want to have a word with you.
Yeah. I'll take care of Fletcher.
God, I'd pay to see Shep against Kyle Fletcher in a match.
I tell you what, Fletcher comes in, I say, Fletcher, go sit in the cuck chair, you little bitch.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
He might beat me up, but I stand a chance right now.
You'd only
hey, Steffi's in the house
right now because you wouldn't feel
Hi,
it.
Hi, Steffi. How are we doing, Steffi?
Hey, Steffi.
Good stuff. But yeah, that I mean, there was a lot of things I liked in Dynamite, but that how you know it's fine and he knows. Oh my god, it just popped me.
No, well, that whole match, you had the thing with Andrade, then you had Orange doing the ripperway pants,
there,
whatever
yeah.
you call it. That was awesome.
Typical Orange stuff.
And the holy shit chant by the crowd after he did it.
Yeah.
Yes. Orange, yeah. I mean, I remember when – I've always liked Orange since he came in. Tanner, when we started doing this, you were like, I just can't get behind him. It's a stupid character.
I did, and Shep hated him when Shep joined
the podcast
at first back in 2022. Shep couldn't stand him.
Called him Pockets, remember?
Pockets, yeah.
I called him Pockets. See, look,
Majin even said complete turnaround.
On Pockets, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. He's 100% correct. At first, I hated the gimmick, but it took me 2 years, but I love that guy.
I told you.
He's so entertaining.
How are you guys feeling about Jericho and Ciampa's feud?
I like it. I like the way Ciampa's going about it. I love that he's got Shivani involved. I love that part. Yeah. I think it's going to be a good feud. You know, I didn't think I'm going to like the feud with Jericho and Ricochet, but at the end, I really enjoyed the feud. So I think I'm going to enjoy the Ciampa-Jericho feud as well.
I've seen a lot of people saying, oh, Jericho's got his vortex. His new vortex is just going after bald wrestlers, and this isn't hitting for me. I still found it entertaining. It wasn't the best PAB pull apart brawl I've ever seen Wednesday night to start the show, but I thought the mic segment was entertaining. I mean, I like how he gets the disses in between the things he's saying.
Bald.
Yeah.
Holy shit! Yeah. This Lopez guy just knocked the other guy out.
And Martin said it has a WCW feel to him. This feud.
Now, elaborate. Like, why does that make you think WCW? I want to know.
Yeah, is that good? Yeah. Like Steffi said, good WCW. Yeah. We're talking Vince Russo WCW.
That's where I was getting ready to go as Steffi's comment popped up there.
Yeah.
That's a very open-ended comment.
Paul, how are you feeling about it?
I'm enjoying it. I always kind of enjoy everything Jericho does. Okay, apart from the learning tree.
Yeah.
It was a bit extensive for me. I didn't get behind that one, but I've always been a Jericho fan.
Weston said worse, Kevin Nash 99 WCW when Kevin Nash was booking.
Oh.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that one.
Mon said good WCW. Jericho, Stinko Malenko kind of feud. Stinko Malenko.
Wow. Why so much?
Well, wasn't that what Jericho called Dean, though? Stinko Malenko?
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, he's the man of 1,000 holds.
And yeah. Jericho's the man of 1,001 holds. That was still probably one of my favorite old school Jericho segments ever, by the way. Just standing there and just calling out random moves and holds, saying, I can do this. Can you? But no, I'm enjoying this feud. I was not big on Ciampa when we first got him because I wasn't a big DIY fan. I'm enjoying this. He turned okay. It was a quick turnaround for me on Ciampa. I will say, like, night of felt his debut felt completely different than anything he had ever done before that I had seen. I didn't watch the old school NXT, so don't come at me with that one, Shep. I didn't watch the Black and Gold era, so you can't go, well, remember when they did this and he was... No, because I don't, because I didn't watch it. I saw his main event roster stuff, which wasn't all that good when he was in a tag team with Johnny Gargano. But being in AEW, I'm all for him. I mean, I go back and play the games, and I actually break up DIY and draft him to my show every time I play.
Got a heck of a theme song too.
Yes, that's what sold it for me.
You said you're not a DIY fan.
I wasn't.
Oh no, I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
but that's how you led DIY fan. But wait a minute, we don't have DIY in AEW. We have Ciampa on his own.
And I was explaining why I wasn't a fan of his to begin with.
But I feel like we have a completely different Ciampa in AEW than we ever saw in Connecticut or Black and Gold. And the Black and Gold days were amazing with him and Johnny. Johnny wrestling is top notch.
And but, like I said, his debut is when it all changed for me, because even the look, the theme song, the look, the way he moved was completely different from anything we had seen.
Well, it's because he can't turn his head. He has a broken neck, but that's
okay. Well.
No. Champ is great.
Yeah, I can't put my middle finger down either, but, you know, we don't wow. go on about that.
Wow. Paul's a little feisty tonight. Did you Mountain Dew not caffeine free tonight?
What the is caffeine free? Who drinks that? See, I can censor myself. I know how to do that.
I can't.
Westgen says Ciampa in AEW doesn't need to be tied down with comedy.
100% agree.
But I think that's why he's saying, like, Westgen, I guess, are you saying he shouldn't be tied down with Jericho's comedy? Or are you saying just, like, in general, because DIY kind of had some comedy on the main roster.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess explain a little bit.
Johnny Wrestling had some comedy going.
All he does right now is lay backstage. He planks pretty much. Weird.
And his wife takes his money and gives it to Danhausen to try to fix him.
Human monies. We love human monies.
Human monies.
How is Danhausen so good right now? That skit, and I know we're an AEW podcast, but that skit Friday night when Miz comes in and just his hair, you know, he's electrified, his hair stand up, and he just you know,
and all it's got taglines. A little streak of white gray. In it too. Yeah, white, gray, whatever. Yeah.
Awesome.
Danhausen is awesome.
It's so good. It was fucking hilarious. God, is he good.
And he called Macardona Zach.
Yeah. He did call him Zach.
Hey, Zach, how's it going?
It's Matt, but that's okay.
Westgen said, I mean, after that Tommy Mommy stuff, the next time we should see Jericho is being jumped by Ciampa. Yeah, Tommy's Mommy. Yes. It's Wednesday, which got the crowd going.
I do like that he called him Tommy. That was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you guys think? And I can see us differing here. What do we think about the newest Forbidden Door match not newest because there was one announced last night, but the newest one we got from Wednesday, I assume it'll be the main event unless the Owen finals are. We got 6-on-6 cage, Team MJF, Team Briscoe. Mark Briscoe's team wins, he gets a future title shot. Team loses, nothing.
Well, you got your wish. The title match isn't on Forbidden Door.
Thank God. This is the only way I can get behind Briscoe and MJF being in a match together on a pay-per-view.
Yeah. The only way this makes Tanner feel happy, because, you know, Tanner wants to put Mark Briscoe down in freaking Wrestling Revolver as the main eventer, barely.
Look, no. He's got Mark Briscoe just above Marco Stunt.
No, he's way above Marco Stunt.
Wow. I would break Marco Stunt's leg just to make him better than Briscoe. But I do not love the match.
I feel like it's a little lazy. We had a cage match last year in Forbidden Door with a multi-man cage match.
Yes, but again, we're going to try to the whole summer, we're going to try to MJF as a champion, correct?
You cut out there a little bit. What? MJF as a champion?
We're just trying to skip him along, right? We don't need
definitive.
Yeah. We don't need that opponent right now. So we have to just scoot him along until August, right?
I think he's a big time opponent in July.
No,
Mark Briscoe.
No, after last night,
You're thinking Omega.
And if all right, screw it. I'm the champ. I'll put it out there. I don't care. I'll stand by it next month. If we're getting Omega and MJF at Redemption, that title's switching hands. Kenny's got to take the belt off him. Why would you do that twice in 1 year? They already did it at Dynasty.
Is that because you want Osprey Omega?
I'm leaning towards that now. I think that's a bigger match than MJF and Osprey.
Ooh. And look, we talked about this.
I know we did.
We were talking about the Owen Hart, that there were still ways and there was still time to get the title on Omega before Wembley.
Mm-hmm.
And here's your setup.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so do you think that's one last
Kenny on the Collision last night said, after he said, Zack Sabre Jr., see you at Forbidden Door, MJF, see you soon. I mean, they hinted at it right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you think this is one last ride for Omega?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. But
I think he only holds it for a month. I think Ospreay comes out of Wembley as champ. So we're going to hot shot it. But I
agree.
That's the bigger match. This is Omega and Ospreay.
Stephen Chambers is going for the as Shep would call it, the lazy booking.
Yeah. I actually was just getting ready to bring that up. Like,
yeah.
I mean, as much as I want to see Omega Ospreay, don't get me wrong, the future of your company is MJF Ospreay.
I agree.
That's the future. I'm going to be wheeling up in a wheelchair to talk to you sons of bucks, and Ospreay and MJF are still going to be main eventing, right?
Well, at least MJF.
Yeah, at least MJF. and I agree with you, Shep, with what you said there, but if we peel it back a little bit, and we've talked about this, and so I apologize, everybody. We sound like broken records, but it's worth debating again. Ospreay and Omega are 1-1. They haven't faced off 1-1 as both full-time members of AEW. You could do the grudge match for the title in Wembley at All In. I don't think you can pass that up. As much as MJF is your future. It's like stars align one time for this scenario.
Go to the comments.
Question. MJF has Mark Briscoe and Kevin Knight to deal with on TV. Agreed. Omega beats MJF at Redemption, gets his win back on Andrade at Grand Slam Mexico, drops it to Ospreay.
There we go.
Take the pin. Take the pin, Question. Take the pin. That's I couldn't book it better
there
myself.
There we go.
That's because we've seen all these guys line up as challengers. Briscoe, yes. Kevin Knight. That's why Kevin Knight's going to be on Team MJF. He wants that title shot. Andrade wants the title shot. Yep.
So, okay, let me ask you this. We know Kevin Knight is on Team MJF.
Correct.
Who are the other four you have? Who would you book as the other four?
Kyle Fletcher. Because he's I mean, MJF's going to the Callis family asking for help. So if you're going to the Callis family, Kyle Fletcher. So far, he doesn't have anything else. Okay, if you're going to grab guys from the Callis family, Okada. Andrade. I need one more, don't I?
Yeah.
I guess if we're sticking with just Callis family, go Mark Davis since he's a title holder. There's your Team MJF.
Wow.
So here's Team MJF. I agree with Mark Davis. Okay. But you're gonna have guys that Don Callis is assigning. So number you have Mark Davis, you're gonna have Lance Archer. Okay.
You're going to throw Lance Archer on the Forbidden Door card when he's not even on AEW television and matches?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Brian Cage has a better chance than Lance Archer.
This is a bullshit match.
It might be your goddamn main event of the day, pay-per-view.
But you're throwing guys
bullshit
like
match. It's going to be the main event.
It is a bullshit match. It's a blow-off match. It means nothing.
It might be your main event on the pay-per-view, though.
It means nothing, though. Sorry, it means nothing. We might get a Mark Briscoe MGF match on Dynamite, and I know we're sounding spoiled bitches because we get so much free shit on Dynamite Collision. I don't give a shit if we see this on Dynamite. So I think this is a blow-off match. So you're going to get guys like Lance Archer, Brian fucking Cage, and Rocky Romero.
No, you're not. If this is the main event of your pay-per-view, you're not getting those three jackalopes. And you're getting the big boys of the Okadas, the Fletchers, the Andrades. You're getting those guys into this match. Help me out, Paul.
Okay. Look. I'm out of this because I was surprised, Tanner, you didn't say one name. A return.
Wardlow.
No, keep him away from Callis family. God damn it.
I'm not saying in the Callis family. I'm saying he joins back up with MJF. Because you could run the storyline that since I left MJF, I've spent 90% of my career sidelined because of the fucking Don Callis family.
He's not wrong.
I mean, we've seen him in like four matches since he left MJF. And that's because we only saw him in like six matches with MJF. But still, the point is, you could bring him back to align with MJF for one match. And because we know at the end of the day, we'll get the news after Forbidden Door, Wardlow out on injury.
I hope they keep Wardlow away from the Callis family. I hope they act like we don't even remember that happened. You know, Wardlow hasn't been in the ring in 2 years.
I know. That's why I think this would be a type of match you could have him in for return.
I agree with Tanner for some reason. I agree with Tanner. My drink's empty. I'll be back in 30 seconds.
And again, I'm not saying put him right back into the Don Callis family.
I'd rather see Wardlow in this match than all the guys Shep said.
Lance Archer
and Rocky Romero and Brian Cage, even Mark Davis. Even though I said Mark Davis, I'd rather have Wardlow in there. Right. But Mark Davis is a national champion.
And just imagine you have MJF sitting backstage going, all right, do I really want to go with everybody from the Don Callis family?
Yeah.
Knock on the door. He opens it. There stands Wardlow. He says, I hear you need some help.
Yeah. Yeah.
You bring him back in and then if you do it that way versus just have him show up at Forbidden Door walking out with them, now you've played the story that he's away from the Don Callis family because he came to help MJF, not because Don told him to, but because of the history with him and MJF.
Yeah. And I agree with Shep. Like, I'm not pumped about this match. I kind of think it is kind of a throwaway. Like, okay, Team Briscoe wins. That's going to be a world title match on Dynamite. I mean, it is what it is. I'd rather be on Dynamite than a pay-per-view personally. That's my personal feelings. But even with that said, like, just where I'm coming from, like, if this is the main event or the semi-main event on your pay-per-view, you got to have big names. If not, are you going to have all those big names sitting at home doing nothing? Because we're 2 weeks away, and we've barely seen any cross-promotion for this. We have not seen any talent besides Ishii on AEW television.
Yeah.
We do know Tekla is defending her AEW women's title against a New Japan female talent. We got that announced last night. Yeah.
You knew that was
Stardom. Stardom. Excuse me. Stardom.
Yeah, Stardom.
Stardom.
I knew what you meant, though. Because she declared war on them, or not even war, just to annihilate them.
Yes. But I mean, we're 2 weeks away. We haven't seen any cross promotion talent on AEW. No. So I it's almost
the last couple of
years. Not even a cross brand pay per view anymore. I know it's more of a just an AEW show with a little sprinkled in. Even though I am excited about Omega Zack Sabre Jr., that's gonna be fun.
Well, because Sabre Jr.'s been at every Forbidden Door, so you know
because he's AEW the best talent.
Guy versus Zack Sabre Jr. Every Forbidden Door.
Yeah, arguably the best talent they have.
Are you talking about Tekla and the president of Stardom? Whatever that.
Well,
guy's
I would, and I was just saying we got announced last night that Tekla is gonna face a Stardom talent for the AEW World title at Forbidden Door.
I think it'll be him.
No, they announced who it was. You bring it up, Paul. Starlight Kid, thank you. She wears a tiger mask.
Yes.
I've heard a name. I'm just not familiar with her work.
I kind of thought, like, looking at the beef and with Tekla, you know, flipping off Stardom on the marquee and everything.
Yeah.
I literally thought, you know, her playing the real life thing that I got fired from Stardom. Her going after the CEO, president, whatever you call that, you know, whatever his position is. I literally thought that we would get that match at Forbidden Door.
Yeah.
Because.
But like,
she holds no grudges. I mean, she holds a grudge, but she holds no barriers there. She's going full throttle.
Yeah, there you go.
Ah.
I mean, I don't even have a lot of good guesses as the other matches that are going to be announced. I presume we're going to get the Dogs versus Copen Cage, since the Dogs defeated the Young Bucks last night on Collision and called out Copen Cage.
And assume we'll get that from Bendor.
If not, it's probably a redemption match. Yeah, which should be, I would think, unless we get another upset, Mercedes and Athena. I mean, we already got one upset, Meyer World defeating Sky Blue. That was an upset.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know we're going to have a prediction show, but who do you guys have, Athena or Mercedes there? Come on. Let's talk about it right now.
My internet's lagging, so I missed a lot of that.
I said
Athena or Mercedes, who you got?
Yeah. I mean, I know we're going to have a prediction show, but I mean.
Should be Athena, will be Mercedes because of Wembley.
You know.
No, I told you how you get around this.
All right, go ahead, Paul.
Redemption.
Yes. Tesla,
Mercedes, one-on-one. Mercedes picks up the victory. Athena wins the women's. Boom, Wembley, Athena, Mercedes, gold. There you go.
But does that take it? Does it take some of the hype away from Wembley if you do that match at Forbidden Door?
No.
No, because it's for something completely different.
Yeah.
This is for a shot at it. This is for the gold this time.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
When's the, hey, write this down. When's the last time Paul and I agreed on this something? When it comes to women's wrestling.
Involving Mercedes at that.
Involving Mercedes. That's the first time. Mark that down, will you?
See, Majin's so against Tekla ever losing this title.
It's time. She's done a great job, but I'm sorry, Athena, Mercedes, either one of them is a better performer than Tekla.
And Tekla has done what Tekla was supposed to do.
Thank you.
Make the title, hold the title, get eyes on the title, get us through Forbidden Door. And that way, unfortunately, as much as I love Stat, they needed to take it off of her, because would you have been excited for Stat versus anybody from Stardom
at
Forbidden Door? No. But there's this storyline with Tekla and Stardom. So there you go. Now you get it. Tekla is doing exactly what Tekla was supposed to do, and that is hold it temporarily until we could get to July.
How you know?
I don't, but I'm hopeful.
It's fine.
No.
He knows.
Paul's right. Paul.
He knows.
Paul's right.
He knows. Delete that audio now, Tanner. I'm right.
Paul's right. Said it. And Paul is wrong
again. No, Paul is right.
No, when it comes, I agree with Paul 100%. This Main is how you. Event chef. Wrong again, y'all. I think Tanner has an obsession with country music.
I think secretly Tanner loves country music.
I mean, he was at the Jelly Roll Post Malone concert on Friday night.
Good show.
And so many people were.
Good show.
I didn't go.
I bet it was a great show.
I worked.
Hey, Logan, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, Logan.
I know that guy.
The coolest Zartman.
You know what?
Yours.
If Logan would just like turn the corner and hit Paul upside the head with like a water balloon, I would pop.
That's
hard.
A lot of electrical equipment sitting right in front of me that can get damaged.
I'm just saying, I would pop pretty hard.
I'd pop if Paul turned to the Miz. Yeah.
My hand goes up, your mouth goes shut.
Awesome.
No, Majin, no, absolutely not.
Couldn't Tanner's be.
Absolutely not. Nope.
You heard it here first, guys.
Mm-mm.
Wow, I didn't know that, Tanner.
Mm-mm. Tanner's a Swifty who loves Marco Stunt and thinks he should be AEW World Champion. You heard it right here on KOP.
Okay, that's a little far fetched, Paul. I mean, I was good with the Swifty thing, and then you took it over the edge.
All right, fine. Tanner is a Swifty who secretly wishes Mark Briscoe was the world champion because he thinks he's one of the best wrestlers ever.
Are you just trying to make things awkward? It's awkward. That's just full blown fucking silence right there.
Game six, who you got?
Game six. It's over, Paul.
Hurricanes.
I know.
Oh,
I know. I was teasing.
Oh, I thought you're talking. You're talking hockey now.
Yeah.
Still going.
Oh.
Yes.
All right. Another thing I want to get your guys' opinion on. We it was very predictable when the bracket came out for the men's Owen Hart Cup, but now we know. We actually do know. It's Swerve versus Ospreay for Forbidden Door again. We had that match 2 years ago for the world title. Now we're getting it to see who's going to be the number one contender going to All In. We've seen it before, but I'm pretty excited about this match, even though I think the outcome's pretty predictable.
Well, I mean, it is predictable. I mean, it's going to be Ospreay for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to cash in and be the next champion. Oh, that's not what we're doing here. I don't think, even though I think we could have seen these guys 100 times face each other, and every match is going to feel different. It's going to feel bigger than it did before, and I think that's exactly what we're going to see again, is a match that doesn't feel like the last match they had, and it won't feel like the next match that they're going to have down the road, because these two are going to wrestle again down the road. We know
it. Yeah, they have very good chemistry.
These guys are going to wrestle for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
You can't just say down the road. It's going to be 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
When's Hangman could
get
back,
a broken
boys?
Freaking neck and not be out?
Say that again, Tanner.
When's Hangman coming back?
Forbidden Door.
Oh, okay. You think 2 weeks?
Yeah. We've gone 90 days maybe without seeing him, right?
Maybe it was 60. Revolution in February.
So we're
pushing early March.
So we're pushing 90 days without seeing Hangman. So yeah, we see a returning Hangman at Forbidden Door.
If you don't do a Forbidden Door, I think you wait till Wembley. It's as crazy as that sounds.
Yeah, but what's the pay-per-view in Canada in July?
Redemption.
You need some star power. If you don't have him, at Forbidden Door, then you have him at Redemption.
Well, and how do you bring him back, guys? I'm giving you guys the pencil. You can't put him into a world title feud because he can't go for it. So how do you bring Hangman back?
I got it.
Go ahead, Shep, because I'm going to need a minute here.
You have Hangman come back. You have Hangman come back and go right after Moxley for the Intercontinental American.
Well, Mox has the Continental.
Yeah, Intercontinental Moxel title. you have him come back after Hart after that.
Okay.
I can agree.
Are you done flipping us off? Are you done flipping us off, Paul?
That just happened to be there because, you know, Okada dresses the Bucks is hilarious and it's never going to get old. I really just didn't want you to see me digging through my notes that AEW gave me and what they're going to do with Hangman. He's going right after Moxley, going to go for the title, and that's the person who's finally going to take the title off of Moxley.
Okay. All right. Could you guys get on board with Hangman come back as a heel?
I think he should come back as a heel.
Yep, yes, hand up.
Shit, I'm going to lose the prediction because I disagreed with Paul. I agreed with Paul, or Paul agreed with me, which means my prediction is going to be false because he never wins the title.
Hey, the last several times I've come closer to winning that thing than you. You happen to have one perfect card, and now you're like, I should be champion all the time. And Paul is wrong again.
I've had two perfect cards, by the way, lose to Tanner.
I've had like three or four, so we're good. Don't worry.
That's because you're older than me.
No, we didn't.
I know WWE. Don't worry, guys. And we lost.
Hey, Shep, any final thoughts on this?
And we lost it to fucking tuna fish.
Hey, Shep, any final thoughts on this? Silence.
Majin says, Paul being a champion, Logan has a better chance of bringing the title back to the Zartman household than Paul does. Steven Chambers says, I need alcohol. Everybody agreeing with Paul.
You know what? I tell you what. If when I win this belt off of Tanner at Forbidden Door,
that's my one. You're funny.
My first defense will be against Logan. I'm telling you
All right, fine. You want to prove this? Logan's doing my predictions.
For what? When?
For Forbidden Door. He will do my predictions.
So he's going to actually...
I feel bad beating a kid.
Yeah, but it'll be way more competition than what we normally have.
I will even sit him down on this podcast and let him do the entire podcast with you guys and do my predictions for Forbidden Door.
You know what? If we really get Logan's predictions, I'm in. You can sit in the corner.
You're not supposed to laugh, Tanner.
Your cadence and your delivery. How can I not laugh? I'm sorry, Paul. Shep's an ass.
Bring it on, Logan. Let's go.
Sean Martin said, call him Newman, supposedly in his match at Dominion, got injured, so that could jeopardize his involvement. Forbidden Door might change the assumed United Empire versus Death Riders match.
Okay.
I did see Andrade dropped his title.
Already?
Yeah. And Sean Martin also, Hangman returns at Redemption, costing MJF the title. MJF is livid. They fight every week until one of them says both can't exist in AEW anymore, and they declare a loser leaves AEW match. Oh, boy. I don't see that happening, because I don't think AEW, unless one of them wanted to leave the company, I don't see AEW agreeing to that one.
That'd
be a hell of a match.
I don't disagree with the storyline there. The only problem is TK is pretty pretty old school. So if you're going to have a loser leaves town match, that loser's really going to leave the town. MJF and Hangman are your future. So that ain't going to work.
Mon says, and Logan should have a I'm with stupid shirt on it and the arrow pointing to Paul.
Wow. That's not funny. Majin. That's Majin. That's not funny. I'm not laughing.
Thought you were my friend, Majin. I thought we got along. You were the only one who agreed with me on Mercedes, and now you're turning your back on me. God, I thought we were like Goku and Vegeta. Damn.
Hey, he's Canadian, Paul. What do you expect? Never mind. I don't know what we're gonna do with this. I gotta stop.
So here's, I think this is the last question I had in my notes. Going back to Team MJF, Team Briscoe. So if Mark takes the conglomeration, that's still one spot left, I believe. Assuming he takes Orange, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, and into Stone Pitbull. That's four. Who's the other one? And I still can't believe some of those guys are going to be involved in a pay-per-view, but a main event.
And yes, Majin, I know they had an understanding and weren't friends. That's what I was trying to get at with us. When I switched from that, I thought we were friends to I thought we were Goku and Vegeta.
How about Mark Briscoe goes old school? And I think this guy is way underutilized. Even in ROH, he's underutilized. Jay Lethal.
No, good God, no. He's
why not?
A lethal twist.
Why not?
You're acting like you're booking a goddamn episode of Rampage, not Forbidden Door.
What's wrong with Jay Lethal?
El Generico.
I mean, I can name 22 people I'd rather see from AEW in this match than Jay Lethal.
Okay. Name one that fits with the story with Briscoe.
Not Jay Lethal. But
okay. You haven't named anybody yet. No,
wait.
Because there isn't one.
Exactly, there isn't one. Like,
yeah, Sammy makes more sense. Sammy Guevara makes more sense than Jay Lethal.
No, Sammy Guevara is on the naughty list, okay? He's on the naughty. As much as we like Sammy, Sammy fucked up pretty bad, and we won't see Sammy for a while. So, tell me, besides Jay Lethal, who else will you see that fits in the storyline?
Not Jay Lethal. How does he fit in the storyline? How does he fit in the storyline?
Because
history.
Him and Briscoe go back for years.
Briscoe goes back for years with a lot of guys in the company.
Okay.
Fine. Another return. I already brought up one return with Wardlow. Adam Cole.
That's never happening, but that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Unfortunately, his brain looks like scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Sign me up. Double J. Way better than Lethal.
Okay.
Darby Allin.
Okay, there you go.
He and Kevin Knight, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but Kevin, Kevin Knight's in the match there. Yes. Paul just figured it out. Boom. Paul's got it. That's it right there. Darby Allin.
Darby's got heat with MJF, the Don Callis family, and Kevin Knight.
I'm mad I didn't think about it first. So Darby, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, Orange Cassidy, Ishii, and Mark Briscoe. There you go.
Jay Lethal.
No.
Satnam Singh.
Satnam Singh's made a pay-per-view appearance since Jay Lethal has.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, Shep, I want to know.
You tell me. Hold on. You tell me that you put guys on pay-per-views over Jay Lethal, and it's fucking Tanner's Costco buddies with the fucking chocolate chip fucking cookie.
Yep.
You'd rather see those guys than Jay fucking Lethal?
I don't want to see those guys in the main event either. But as far as Zero Hour, it's fine that they're on there instead of Jay Lethal.
We don't even get Jay Lethal there.
That's fine. He's an ROH guy. Breeding the younger talent. He's with the Lethal Twist.
Sorry. I enjoy in-ring talent. Give me Jay Lethal any day of the week over fucking chocolate chip cookie boy.
7-0, baby.
Jesus.
All right, Shep, so I have a question for you.
I will never eat a chocolate chip cookie ever again.
Don't believe you.
I do like chocolate chip.
They are pretty damn good.
We'll get done here, and he'll go have a chocolate chip cookie before bed.
Does it go with vodka?
Sure. Anything's good with anything if you are risky enough. Anyway, Shep.
You're finishing that sentence.
I had a different thought, but I tried to keep it PG. Shep, so okay. Let's say it's Jay Lethal for whatever reason.
This is the most we've ever talked about Jay Lethal on the goddamn podcast. I don't know what the hell.
Which version of Jay Lethal do you bring? Do you bring Jay Lethal? Do you bring him as Ric Flair? Do you bring him as Macho Man? I want to know, who would you book if you were booking Jay Lethal? Which version of Jay Lethal would you book in this match?
Well, unfortunately, after all the side characters that Jay Lethal has, you got to book Jay Lethal as actual Jay Lethal ring general type stuff, because any of his side gigs do not fit into this storyline. So we're just going to have the old school Jay Lethal.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes. I will have an aneurysm. I will quit the fucking podcast if somehow that douchebag gets any type of title belt.
For audio listeners, it says Shep is going to have aneurysm when Big Boom AJ gets a title shot for being 7-0.
He can challenge for the fucking Costco Aisle 2 challenge for fucking frozen patties. I don't give a shit. I will quit this podcast if that guy gets some type of title shot. Frozen Shep. Fucking chicken patties. Aisle 2. Fuck him.
We've seen guys challenge for the title with like a 6-4 record. Just remember that.
But you know what the difference is, Paul?
They were talented.
They were fucking wrestlers. They weren't some TikTok bullshit shove a chicken bake up their ass type of character.
Steven Sabre says, still waiting for the kids turning heel joining Sam's Club.
I'm this close to dropping my Costco membership and going to Sam's
Club. I thought you said you'd never been to a Costco.
They have a great deal on wine, by the way. But I'm 45.
Big Boom AJ without directly supporting.
I'm 45 minutes away from Costco. I'm 40 minutes away from Sam's Club. I will drop my if that dumbass somehow gets some type of belt around his waist. I will drop it, and I'm going to fucking Sam's Club.
He wears a belt every day when he's not in the ring. It holds his pants up.
Really?
You said any type of belt. You didn't say championship in AEW.
You are just as much as the problem. You know what? You're just as much as the problem, Paul.
I know I'm a problem.
And then you got this jackalope to the left.
So, but I mean, Majin does have a point. AJ started out as a wrestler and then became TikTok famous, which helped him get on mainstream television in a ring versus just indie.
I don't give a shit how he fucking came out of the womb. He's a douchebag. They're all douchebags. Stay off of my AEW television and PLEs.
Pay-per-views.
I don't give a shit.
Tanner, you hey. Ever meet Big Boom AJ, you got to give him that belt and have him put it around his waist and take a picture of it and be like, uh-oh, Shep, something happened.
Oh, he'd be doing a new intro for KLP if I ever meet him.
If that son of a bitch touched that belt, which would be the best belt he ever held in his life, because the only other thing sure. he held in his life was a fucking chicken bake and a pepperoni pizza with maybe cup pepperonis. I don't know where I was going with this, but fuck that guy.
Anything else, boys? We've went down some unique rabbit holes tonight.
I don't know. This guy's walking out of the White House with a suit and some chains. This is amazing, by the way. Oh, it's Tyson Fury. Why the hell is Tyson Fury there?
Because he can be.
Yeah.
Why do you ask questions?
I don't know. He's a big son of a bitch. I wouldn't want to punch. You want to punch him?
I don't want to punch anybody.
Sometimes I want to punch Big Boom AJ. So, and the kid that eats the fucking chocolate chip cookies. I want
to. Yeah, Myron Reed and Kevin Knight was a great match last night, Steven. Absolutely. It was a lot of fun.
They have great chemistry.
The Rascals, Myron Reed can freaking go, man. The whole Rascals, they all can go.
I like the Rascals.
Yeah,
like
they're the good. Rascals. They're good.
Yeah.
Put the trios titles on them, please.
Maybe it'll make them relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the only true trios team, too, isn't it?
There's a couple, but not many. Hey, Gabe Kidd returned, too, in New Japan, by the way.
I saw, well, yeah, he returned, and he's also signed up for the G1.
Come on, Jay White. Get back.
You have Takeshita and Gabe Kidd are your full-time AEW guys that are in the G1 as of right now. There's still four. No, there's still eight spots they're going to fill, but those are your two guys.
After your son-in-law's performance in the Super Juniors, maybe he'll get a spot.
So,
wait, you mean my stepson?
God, I would say that. I would say son-in-law. That stepson. God, I screw up every time.
I mean, come on. I know. I had to sign the contract for him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Shep.
Yes, sir.
Big Boom AJ has indeed held championship.
Oh, jeez, we're still talking about this guy. I thought we were wrapping up, and we're still talking about.
Yeah. Why?
Hold on. He held the United Wrestling Coalition Heavyweight Championship and the Bloody Rage American Wrestling League American Tag Team Championship.
With who is fucking Jackoff?
Uncle Google told me that he's done that.
Yeah, Uncle Google's a dipshit. Uncle Google's had too many Budweisers of late, okay?
No, that's Shep who's had too many to drink.
I haven't had a Budweiser. I'm getting ready to have a Bush Apple. Bush Apple's play, by the way. If you haven't had them, they play hard.
It's pretty good.
They are good. Fuck that guy.
I'm just ready for another perfect card in 2 weeks. That's my last statement.
Oh, shut up, Tanner. I'm gonna take the belt off of you, anyways.
I will say, in all fairness, Forbidden Door has been fairly kind to you, Tanner.
What pay per view hasn't? AEW history.
Oh, dude, Paul, his head's so big right now, he can't leave his fucking podcasting room.
I mean, you know, like a few years ago, I had a year-long run. I'm halfway through this year, and it's not even close.
Paul, what pay-per-view has been good to me, buddy? I mean, come on. Jesus.
I guess Redemption hasn't because we haven't had one to make predictions, but yeah. I'll sweep through that one after I sweep through Forbidden Door, then All In, All Out, Wrestle Dream, Full Gear, World's End, and then we're into 2027.
You're gonna run it back. You're gonna be begging for redemption after we beat the living shit out of you.
You guys could team up. You could have three. You could have Logan. You could all do picks together, and you still couldn't beat me.
Wow.
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 You know what? You know what? Tanner, all jokes aside, from one married man, Paul's a married man. We feel bad for Stephanie because
well, yeah, that's, I've been told that quite a few times. So
because I mean, you're going to try to leave that podcast room and go in the bed with her. And you're gonna walk in the doorway and you're gonna fucking bounce back because your head is so wide, it's not gonna let you sleep with your wife tonight. How about that?
Wow.
Sacrifices champs have to make.
Oh, good.
She must be a fucking saint. That's all I can say.
She pretty much is.
Yeah.
I think all three of our wives have to be to put up with all three of us.
Yes.
So, I mean,
you guys have no clue how bad I am. Hoppus beats me.
Well,
you like it.
I need to pay her then because I wish. Yeah.
I mean, I get up in the mornings on the weekend. I play golf in the mornings for charity scrambles. And then I come home and she hits me with belts.
You like it.
Well, you know, I try to keep my pants up.
Anyway,
all right,
be sure to listen to the Kicking Out podcast on all platforms. Wherever it is you listen to the Kicking Out podcast, be sure to leave us that 5-star review because we are 5-star KOP. Be sure to follow the Kicking Out podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Be sure to check out kickingoutshop.com. It's your place to go for some great merchandise, support a great podcast, and look absolutely fantastic doing so. Let's see what else is there. Check out the Main Event Wrestling Network. We talked about them a little earlier into the show. And, of course, don't forget to follow all three of us on social media as well. You can follow Main Event Shep at TheShep27. Follow Tanner Lee at TannerLee92 and follow myself at PaulZartman87. And with that, for Austin Shepherd and Tanner Lee, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye and good night. Bam!